We're still busy with our exploration of music of the Romantic period, but today, instead of looking at piano music as I had originally intended, I think we need a break from the piano, and I'm instead going to have a look at opera. Opera is the perfect medium for Romantic composers to convey wide range of emotions through their music, with the same rich harmonies, expressive melodies, and dynamic contrasts to evoke feelings of passion, longing, melancholy, and ecstasy. This is because the text or the librettos on which they are written are inherently dramatic. Just as the Romantic concert pianist is not just a musician but a true hero, so also the opera soloist was virtually worshipped as a hero of the arts, revered for mastery of the voice and the ability to transport audiences into realms of emotion and imagination. This is true of all the voice types, but the coloratura soprano and the dramatic and lyric tenors became particularly popular. Individual arias from the operas have long been sung as solo items in concerts, but opera arias differ in a number of respects from that other vocal art which we explored several weeks ago, namely Lieder. Both Romantic Lieder and Romantic opera arias share a focus on vocal expression and emotion, but they differ in the performance context, the text and language, the musical structure and style, and the narrative context. Lieder are typically in German, although other languages are possible, and for concert performance they are usually accompanied on the piano. Opera arias, more typically, are in Italian, French, or German, and these are productions which involve full orchestras, elaborate sets, costumes, theatrical staging. Even when these are sung as a solo in a concert with either orchestra or piano accompaniment, these arias retain the sense of drama. Lieder are also typically shorter and more intimate in nature, and each individual Lied is usually a self-contained musical expression of a particular mood, emotion, or idea. They focus on highlighting the emotional content of the text. Opera arias are more elaborate and expansive musically. They are an integral part of the narrative of an opera. They often represent moments of heightened emotion or significant character development within the larger dramatic context of the opera storyline, and they may feature complex melodies, virtuoso passages, and dramatic climaxes. These are designed to showcase the vocal abilities of the opera singer within the context of the larger operatic work. It's generally the case that singers tend to focus on either opera or Lieder, but very few excel at both. As an interesting aside, opera singers were the pop idols of the 19th century and early 20th centuries, but now our pop idols follow in the Lieder traditions, where popular songs are a self-contained musical expression of a particular mood, emotion, or idea, and not part of a bigger dramatic work. Opera no longer has the following it had in the 19th century, except with a particular set of audiences. It is pretty much widely unpopular with the younger generations since the mid-20th century. It might even be correct to say that many people born after 1940 would be hard-pressed to name a single opera or a single aria. And yet these arias sung in particular contexts still have the power to move people to heights of emotion. Did you remember our opening aria, which was sung by the full lyric tenor Pavarotti at the 1990 FIFA World Cup? It achieved pop status. It is Nessun Dorma from Giacomo Puccini's opera Turandot. We're going to have 11 more arias today that have achieved pop status in various ways. The first is La Donna e Mobile from Giuseppe Verdi's opera Rigoletto. This translates as The Woman is Fickle, and it's the Duke of Mantua's canzone from the beginning of Act 3. The irony is that the Duke is a callous playboy. He's the one who's always looking for new conquests.
Al vento, la cieco, pensiere.
We just heard La Donna e Mobile. Now we're going to hear O Mio Bambino Caro from Giacomo Puccini's opera Gianni Schicchi. This aria, known for its beautiful melody and emotional depth, is a young woman telling her father that she will cast herself into the river Arno from the old bridge, the Ponte Vecchio in Florence, if he forbids her to marry her choice of husband. Next we're going to one of Rossini's operas, The Barbara of Seville, the opera aria Largo al Factotum. This aria, with its lively and humorous melody in which Figaro explains exactly why he's the most famous barber in Seville, gives the singer a chance to show off his fast-talking patter technique. The word factotum, of course, refers to a general servant and comes from the Latin, where it literally means do everything.
La 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 la. Largo il focotum della città, largo. La 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 la. Ah, presto bottega che il mal già, presto. La 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 la. Ah. Ah, che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere per un barbiere di qualità, ah, bravo figaro, bravo, bravissimo, bravo, la 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 la, ah, ah, il dolcissimo per verità, bravo, la 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 la, ah, fortunatissimo per verità, fortunatissimo per verità, la 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 la. Pronto per tutto l'ora del giorno, sempre di torno in giro sa, mi ricucagna per barbiere, vita più nobile no non si dà, la 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 la. Rado di pettini, lanci di forbici al mio comando, tutto qui sta, lanci di forbici, rado di pettini al mio comando, tutto qui sta, bella risorsa, poi del mestiere,
e con la donnetta,
col cavaliere,
e con la donnetta, la 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 la,
col cavaliere, la 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 la. Che bel vivere, che bel piacere, che bel piacere
per un barbiere di qualità, di qualità.
Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, donne, ragazzi, vecchi fanciulle.
Quella parrucca?
Presto la barba.
Quella sanguigna?
Presto il biglietto. Tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono, tutti mi chiedono, tutti mi vogliono. Quella parrucca? Presto la barba, presto il biglietto. Hey! Figaro! Figaro, 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 a Figaro. Ahimè, ahimè, che furia, ahimè, che folla, uno alla volta, per carità, per carità, per carità, uno alla volta, uno alla volta, uno alla volta, per carità. Figaro! Son qua!
E Figaro!
Son qua, Figaro là, Figaro qua, Figaro là, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, Figaro giù, Figaro su, pronto facissimo, sol per me, come sono mai qua, della città, della città, della città, della città, della città!
Abrava Figaro, bravissimo, abrava Figaro, bravissimo, fortunatissimo, fortunatissimo, fortunatissimo per verità. La 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 la. A te fortuna, a te fortuna, a te fortuna non mancherà.
Sono il fagotto della città, sono il fagotto della città, della città, della città, della città.
after that very busy aria, let's hear a much quieter one. The Flower Duet from Delibes' opera. The characters singing are Lakmé herself and her servant Malika. They've gone down to the banks of the river and they are gathering flowers. We come to one of Verdi's operas, La Traviata and The Drinking Song. Doesn't need much explanation, it's a lively and celebratory aria.
Poiché quell'occhio
After that celebratory aria, we now get to Donizetti's opera, The Elixir of Love, and the song, A Furtive Tear, Un Furtiva Lagrima. It's the romance from Act II. It's sung by Nemorino when he sees his love Adina weeping. He assumes that the elixir he bought has worked, and she's fallen in love with him.
Spear, come from the rest.
The song Casta Diva is from Bellini's opera Norma. Norma is the head priestess, and she leads her people in a mesmerizing prayer to the goddess of the moon for peace.
Diva, che mi
Now we move on to an aria from Leon Cavallo's opera Pagliacci. This aria, with its dramatic and emotional intensity, paints a picture of the agony of love lost. The very well-known Va Pensiero is next. It's also known as the Chorus of the Hebrew Slaves. It's a chorus from the opera Nabucco by Giuseppe Verdi. It recollects the period of Babylonian captivity after the destruction of Solomon's Temple in Jerusalem in 586 BCE. Thank you. Next up, Musetta's Waltz. This is a flirtatious song, sung by Musetta in the presence of her bohemian friends. She's hoping to reclaim the attention of her occasional boyfriend, Marcello. Our next piece is from Gounod's opera Romeo and Juliet. It's a stunning piece of vocal gymnastics. It takes place during Act 1, is sung by Juliet, and she declares to Gertrude, her nanny, her lack of interest in an arranged marriage to Pari.
Se rabbi ma ni
Unfortunately, in a short program, it's not possible to present more than the highlights of operas, because these operas often last for several hours. If you enjoyed these 12 of the top hits and would like to listen to them again, please listen to the podcast of this program right here on GSA Radio. Attached to the podcast in a Word document is the exact title of each aria, as well as the details of the artists performing. And then, go and search on YouTube Music for opera favorites. Who knows? You may enjoy them so much that you become a fan of opera.
Misero, chi a lei s'affida.